Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning. Paul Nolte joins us, senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Silvest. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Nice to be with you again.
We were talking off the air, and some people get it, and some people don't. My brother's very into investing and has made a lot of money. I hesitantly joined my 401k many, many years ago. I don't know what's in there. Are there people that just really enjoy making money and others that are afraid like me?
You know, we see it a lot when we have clients come in and we'll talk to them about their 401k, especially those that have been employed, you know, the same firm for maybe 10, 15 years. When was the last time you looked? Oh, I haven't. Have you made any adjustments to it? No. When I first signed up, I bought the, you know, Fidelity Freedom 2060 fund because that's when I'm going to retire. And I thought that was a great choice. And it's not a bad choice because you are doing something for yourself. So that's a good thing. But you do want to revisit it every once in a while, make sure that you're making the contributions, making sure that, you know, things change. The markets are not always going straight up all the time. As you get older, you may want to have more in fixed income. Recently, tech stocks have been running like crazy. And if you have kind of a large cap growth bias in your 401k, you've done extremely well, probably a good time to take some of that money off the table. So it does make sense to open up your 401k every once in a while, take a look at it. And then the other part of it too is what type of contribution are you making? Are you maximizing your contribution, not just the match? You want to definitely get to the match and make full use of the match, but are you maximizing your total contribution, which can be 15% or so of your salary? That's a lot.
It sounds like a lot.
It's a lot, but here's the gig. If you get a raise every year of even 3%, take 1% of that, put it in the 401k. So you're still taking home more money, yeah, you, but you're also increasing the amount of contribution.
All right, I have the question to end all questions right now.
Now I'm nervous.
Why is it so hard to save money? That's what's good about a 401k.
Yes.
If it goes away, you don't miss it.
Right.
But why is it so hard to save money?
It's discipline. It really, you know, it is. It, you know, when you say, gosh, this person's so successful, what did they do right? You know, and we've all read the stories of the janitor at the local school that retires with $2 million. You know, how did he do that? A lot of it is, you know, quite frankly, spending less than you earn. And in a lot of cases, it's tough. I get it. You know, it is very tough. But I will tell you that we see clients, too, that are making what you and I would consider a very healthy salary that are struggling because their lifestyle is that salary plus. And I can remember talking to my wife when after we got married and, you know, we started sitting down and going through some of this stuff and said, you know, if we're just making this amount of money, man, we're going to be on easy street. Well, we're making that amount of money plus today, we're nowhere close. And part of it's inflation. Part of it is the cost of everything is a lot more expensive, but you also grow into the salary that you get.
Yeah.
So you go from $50,000, you change jobs a couple of times, now you're at $100,000, and you're like, wow, I should be saving all kinds of money. I'm not. What's wrong? Well,
the more you make, the more you spend.
The more you spend. And that's really, really hard.
How is inflation? Is it better?
All right. So inflation is still going up. So the cost of goods, cost of buying stuff is still going up. It is going up at a slower rate. So that's the thing that is missed by a lot of people is that the cost of a dozen eggs is still $1.99, $2.50, whatever it is. Are we getting back to the 99 cents a dozen that it was pre-pandemic? I'm not sure we're going to get back there. So we're going to be dealing with now prices at the current level, and maybe they go up a penny a year, 2 pennies a year on those dozen eggs. That's still inflation. We have just reset at a very high level, and that's where everybody's struggling right now.
Everybody is struggling, and if people need help, how do they get in touch with you, Paul?
They can drop me an email at pnolte@murphysilvest.com. They can visit the website. We have a bunch of people. We have two here in Chicago and a bunch of people down in Dallas that can help financial planning and investment management, the whole enchilada.
All right, discipline. That's what I learned this morning from Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy Silvest. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good one. Save your money.